Value Market is Louisville's grocer. Since 1978, Value Market has been your neighborhood grocery store for all of life's best moments. Value Market gets it. Life is busy. That's why Value Market has curbside and delivery since 2013, freeing up more of your time for the more important things in life. Kids' ball games, family visits, work, tailgating, and cookouts. Value Market gets it. That's why Value Market has four area locations to serve your grocery needs. Mid-City Mall, Outer Loop Plaza, Iroquois Manor, and Mount Washington. At Value Market, you got savings in the bag. ValueMarket.com.
Tired of jumping from job to job? How about a career in a recession-proof industry where you can make a difference and help create a healthier living and working environment? The pest management industry gives you the opportunity to work with more independence. OPC Pest Services will give you a chance to grow with advancement. Come be a part of our team at OPC Pest Services. Apply online at opcpest.com/careers. That's opcpest.com/careers.
Where do you go to find all your favorite wine, beer, and spirits with selections customized to local tastes? For over 25 years, that go-to place has been Cox's Spirit Shop. Cox's, Louisville's go-to liquor store.
Welcome back. Welcome back. It's Middays with Marcus Maven. 8150-93.9 is the number. 93.9 is the station, people. While there is, at the moment, not a cloud in the sky, we all know the weather in Kentucky, most notably the Kentuckiana area. Weather can change instantly, and your home can be under attack. Because remember, people, your home is your fortress. And your first line of defense is your roof. So if your roof is ever under attack by either Mother Nature or Father Time, you should be thinking Citadel Roofing and Construction. Citadel Roofing Construction is locally owned and operated. We'll provide free inspections, estimates, and of course, they'll work with your insurance. Did I also mention their A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau? Let Citadel Roofing and Construction protect the roof that protects you by calling 502-219-7964 today. So you've blown through Austin Peay, you've blown through Jackson State, 34-31, Georgia Tech, and we're rested up because we did just go come off the bye week before that game. Oh, no, Steve. Now we got to go to Notre Dame.
And I'm going to say it. Here's what I'm going to say.
What'd you say? I didn't hear Tanner.
I said, I'm going to miss Sam Hartman.
Right. Yeah, no. No, man. Can he come back?
That's the best QB in Louisville history.
Mm. All right. We're going to go to Notre Dame. And we're going to win 38-28. At Notre Dame. I think Jeff Brohm is just an elite coach. I've not heard Jeff Brohm throw shade except after that Notre Dame game.
I'm listening.
When he got up there, and you remember when he casually in the middle, he was like, well, you know, we felt like we could do this, and he said, I mean, coaching matters. I think Jeff Brohm kind of casually in the Catholic, you know, by the way, shout out to Holy Cross, wearing my gear. In the Catholic world, I think he threw that.
It took you a while to shout out the Holy Cross and his new gear.
Yeah, Holy Cross gear on today, man.
It looks soft.
Yeah. Oh, dude, it's a comfortable shirt. It's a
nice shirt.
Yeah, I've got another one I'm going to get you. I've got another one in the car I'll get you.
Cool. I can rep.
So you can start repping, yeah.
I can rep.
And they're comfortable, too, man. Gosh. But anyways, it was where he was like, yeah, coaching matters. And then he didn't do it like, oh, Marcus Freeman. But
that was something in the back of his mind a little bit, maybe.
Yeah,
that,
it was like, I'm a that much Freudian. Better. It's almost like, I've told everybody, the only job in college that would make me, I don't think Jeff would leave here. I think Coach Brohm's here. But if Notre Dame come open and they were coming after him, I would.
Yep.
And
that's always been a
but him in the Catholic community, and that is the pinnacle. Mm-hmm. That's the job, man. Mm-hmm. So Now, again, I don't think they could get him, but I always said my worry was Purdue, he would go from Notre Dame or Purdue to Notre Dame. And I was like, if he goes to Notre Dame, we won't get him.
Yeah.
You will not get him from Notre Dame, but I don't know that they can get him from us. Mm-hmm. Point being, I think as long as Marcus Freeman is there, Louisville's going to beat Notre Dame.
So I'll
go 38-28, and I'm only doing 38-28 just to say I think Louisville wins by two.
When you said touchdown and have like, a safe margin.
Yeah. I think they'll win that game. Mm-hmm. And no, I don't think Louisville's going to go undefeated, but I think they'll win that game.
Did you feel like you needed to do that disclaimer out there?
Well, people are already like, okay, I'm 4-0, and you just beat Notre Dame, and they're going to win every game.
And Georgia Tech.
Yeah, and I'm like, no, I think Louisville's 4-0, and they're ranked probably in the top 15 now.
I kind of agree with you, too. Like, if you get that Georgia Tech on the road, you don't win that.
Absolutely.
I think you don't win that one.
I think it would be a tough one. I agree. Yeah. I probably would have had Louisville losing that game by three. If it was on the road. I would have had a 34-31 loss.
Yep.
But I do think Louisville goes up to Notre Dame after getting that win, three home games, getting that win against Georgia Tech. I think they go up and beat Notre Dame.
Okay. Do you worry about the Georgia Tech lull?
No.
Before Notre Dame?
No. No, because it's essentially an opener, and I feel weird saying that because I hate being so disrespectful to
Let's Austin go P
and Jacksonville State. Yeah,
shout out to the Governors.
PP. But I just think Louisville's ready to go, and that it's going to be a big time atmosphere there against Georgia because you're going to be 2-0. That's going to be an underrated atmosphere.
You're going to be starving because they're coming off
a
bye
week. People are going to be rocking in that game. So I got Louisville 4-0, and I think they're hovering around 14th in the polls.
Okay. Now, you're bringing in new rival, our new biggest rival, SMU. SMU looking for their conference program serious win. You're coming off a hangover of beating Notre Dame. Oh, we are upset alert. All of a sudden you're gonna have this officiating crew that you're not used to. Just some janky ass referees gonna be stopping plays early.
Not yet. Louisville
SMU
comes to town.
You're on a high, Steve. You're on a major high, Steve.
Steven Marcus.
You just beat Notre Dame.
Spend
Steve.
All week telling you. We need you in the stadium. We need you rocking. We need you early. Steven Marcus spend all week telling you, be ready for this, Tanner.
And then Tanner jumps in saying, well, it's a 12% chance of rain in real life. But Tanner's going to be like, actually, it's 92.2% chance of rain. And then people are going to be like, well, I don't know if I want to go deal with the hurricane that's going to come for this SMU game. And they're going to find every reason to believe Tanner. Keep going, Steve. I'm sorry. Because that does happen, though.
Yeah.
Instead of Tanner, it'll be Nikki. It's supposed to rain really bad.
To the guy that says, look.
I made one mistake.
You got to carry it.
This texter says, you're dreaming Notre Dame's going to win 30-16. I bet I could scroll back and find last year where they told us you're stupid for thinking Notre Dame was going to get beat by Louisville, and then Louisville whacks that rear end.
Sam Hartman has 39 completions in a row and zero interceptions this entire year.
All right. Listen, I scrolled back just a little bit and it says Steve has more excuses for Brahm God Saban than a hooker in church. Well, this didn't take very long.
that escalated quickly.
Actually, you know what? I'm curious now. now that I'm rolling back here.
I see a lot of Brahms.
Yeah, a lot of Brahm hate on here, man. Wipe the Brahm, you know what, off your face and it's move sad. On. Wow.
Oh,
stop drinking the Brahm Kool-Aid.
So we found you.
He'll be mediocre at best.
We found a weak point.
Is it Strebel?
You have to hire someone from Clemson, Alabama, or Georgia. It's about recruiting. Brom is 5-5. That doesn't cut it in the ACC. Your man crush aside, I can't believe people think outside of the Kentuckiana area. This is that guy's text. Read my text. Brom would be
all
the
caps.
All caps. This is 698 right here. Brom would be the more of the same mediocre football. We have to hire someone from Georgia, Alabama, or Clemson. Period.
He over and over and over, all caps.
Yeah, bet you didn't know we could go back and look at all your texts, did you?
Every single one of them ever.
Yeah, listen, man.
He's going to go home with his wife. Hey, honey, how was your day? Not good. Rummage and Mabin found my old text, and I am screwed.
They got me. Yeah. So that is,
that's their brand.
Yeah, so that's the guy. That's the guy that says.
And why didn't he change his mind right there? Why doesn't he change his mind?
Yeah.
Like, why doesn't he change his mind?
Listen, there's no excuses for your savior, PK. TikTok. Somebody wrote him back and said, "You got awful quiet."
You got to look at the time of the day.
8 o'clock. So that's probably somebody, I don't know. Let's see. Steve advertising for Catholics is like Nick wearing a MAGA shirt. Interesting. That's okay. That's fair. I'm going to unpack that one. It could be a proper text. Anyways.
You get the point.
Yeah. Well played.
You got a good win over.
But all week, Steve and Marcus are telling you, we need people out there. This is the most important game of the season, all this stuff. And Louisville shows up, and they overcome the jinx of,
the hangover.
And
although we shouldn't have a hangover, maybe you'll have swaggy Coach Brown saying, no, we don't. We're not hanging over because we expected to win.
The defense wins this game 28-20. And they beat SMU.
25. I think it's a janky score. One of those Duke Lamar Jackson games. Just one of those. Just.
But SMU could quietly end up being one of the better games on the schedule. They were ranked in the top 25 this year. Like, I don't know everything they've brought back. Mm-hmm. But that game could end up being like
Real deal game.
You might be like, oh my god, like they're a top 20 team.
The bookies are going to be all over that with us. I'm going to be. Oh god,
it's pretty awesome.
I didn't want to see that.
So now I got Louisville 5-0,
5-0, coming off a brow beater. Oh my god, Steve! Now we got to go to Virginia.
Yep.
Is this where we fall?
It's not.
Okay.
It's not. Ooh. It's not. Ooh. It's not. We're going to beat Virginia. Ooh. We're going to beat Virginia. We're going to be 6-0.
Wait a minute. Who does Virginia have? Didn't they have a little flashy quarterback
or something? Quarterback.
Who came in to get
played the game of his life. Louisville played absolutely horrific that game. Should have lost the game.
It was a white dude. Yeah. Fast and tough, right?
Those guys never end up good the next year.
Who? The Game of Your Life guys?
Yeah, Johnny Manziel.
Yeah, like that kid.
Louisville. I thought you were talking about short white guys.
Virginia's awful. Louisville goes in, handles business.
That kid was good. What's his name?
Virginia is weird.
Look at Virginia. I know. See, that's what I'm saying. Virginia is
weird.
It took us that pass up the sideline.
Yeah. Virginia is weird.
They are weird.
But I think.
They got a little cranky little fan base, too.
But we're older. We're older. Listen, a lot of these wins.
What's his name? The Virginia quarterback.
Anthony Calandra? Calandria? I think
that was it.
Yeah.
This kid.
Yeah. That was him. Yeah. That was him. That was absolutely
him. Yeah, 6 foot, so definitely him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So Louisville goes in there, they win that game. They win that game. They're 7-0.
How?
Defense. That's why I was going to say. A few of these games, I think, because I think Louisville's defense is going to be really, really good.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a game where I think they go in there. Listen, it's October 12th. It's probably chilly and misty, you know, and they go in there, though, and I think they win that game, which sets up.
You have us at, what,
7-0. Yeah, I think Louisville starts 7-0.
Oh, no. Oh, no, Steve. Oh, no. Listeners of 93.9, after we get, we're 7-0. We've beaten Georgia Tech, Notre Dame, and you know what sucks? At SMU, Steve and Marcus have told people that this SMU win was a big win, and we need to have more respect about the win. And it's Virginia, to for them to be mature enough to take out Georgia Tech, Notre Dame, SMU in a row, and then go to Virginia and handle their business.
And then
it's Hurricanes. The biggest
home game of the year, Tanner. Oh, and Tanner, I don't know if you've lived through it long enough to know exactly what is going to happen in Cardinal Stadium on October 19th.
The biggest
because
game of the year.
I know what's going to happen. Marcus knows what's going to happen.
7-0.
And you listening that have watched football for long enough know what's going to happen. That Miami team is watched Teddy Bridgewater coaching. They've watched everything. Louisville's high on our horse. We're 7-0. We're ranked number 9 in the country. And this game, mark it down right now, 31-17. And we're going, what the hell just happened? And now you're 7-1. And you're going, what the hell was that? Did they bring deers?
It's like 31-12.
Yeah. What did they bring?
It's 31-12.
You're on the sideline going, it looks like a bunch of Tesla trucks. How did we lose that game?
Oh.
And that's a game where I think you're early and you're just like, yeah, they got us. They got us.
31-12.
Yeah, they got us.
Tyler Shook.
Yeah.
You could not complete.
Well, he's been sacked 4 times, 5 times, you know. Yeah, yeah.
Tyler Shook.
We're going, stop. How do you, Ashton Gelati is going to be a first-round pick. How did Cam Ward get out of that 5-7 times? And he hit, what's that guy's name? You know, you're like, Jamal Bo Jackson Anderson Jr.? From where?
LeBron Bo Jackson.
From Pompano Beach? You're like, God!
Listen, what about the play where Ashton came around?
Don't be mad at me. You know I'm right. You're listening. Y'all know I'm right.
I didn't even put it on YouTube.
Oh, okay. All right,
so
yeah.
Listen.
Well, if you're listening,
when
you
the
know
guy,
I'm right.
Listen, guys scrambling, the offensive lineman dives and tackles Ashton Gelati from behind.
Yes.
So he does sack the quarterback. Brahms over there, he's about to pop a blood vessel.
Yes.
Because that was the most blatant, obvious holding call that we've ever seen.
Yeah.
And it's like the referee didn't give Ashton his call. Listen, that's going to be college game day, Steve.
Yeah, it is. And you know what's worse?
Oh, God.
I'm glad Brom stands his ground. And I'm glad.
With officials?
No.
Okay.
With players in NIL. And I'm glad he said, no, we ain't dealing with that BS. Get out of here. Because I do think we're probably not 7-1 at that point. But Tyler Barron went to Miami. And then, no, we're not jinxing this. It's what happens. You've watched football long enough, and now we're 7-1. Look, we're still having a good year. We're 7-1. We're rolling, baby. Like, you know, I mean, listen.
You think that's a jinx? The season we're having is,
listen,
a jinx.
You wake up on October 20th, and we're all pissed off. And then we come in here on October 21st, and we go, I mean, that was one of those what just happened games. And then we go, okay, let's go to Boston College. Let's get back on track.
And Coach Brahm is pissed.
Yeah. We're 7-1.
After this Miami game.
We're 7-1. Brahm's mad.
Wait a minute. Did he send video to the ACC?
No. No.
He just took this one on the chin.
I'll tell you this, though. Okay, Texter, let me give you the alternative reality. This is probably not going to happen, but let me tell you. We're 7-0. You go in that game, Louisville just comes out and says, not tonight.
Not today.
Okay. We're going to the playoff.
Yeah. Screw it.
I mean, seriously, like, yeah. if I'm 7-0
if that
and I show up and Louisville's like, no, you ain't coming in here and beating us.
You ain't going to ruin our
bang,
big
bang. Day. Yeah, just boom, Louisville's running. You're like, man, Louisville's just better than Miami. I'm going, okay.
So that's the game you say, we're going to the playoffs no matter what.
Yeah. And that's fair. That's fair, Texter. That's fair, Texter. Like, or the slip, like this Texter's saying, of course there are other ways. Like this Texter saying, I think the slip up games, SMU, and then Louisville comes back with a head of steam against Miami. Absolutely, that could be the case. In my scenario, though, we're 7-0 and Miami comes to town, it's game day, and we're like, oh, we got you, baby. And then they're like, we've been waiting all year for this.
One game.
Yeah. And Miami athletes.
And Miami probably already lost 3 games.
But yeah, or two. I mean, listen, it's late October. Miami's already had plenty of time to fall apart. I mean, absolutely. But last year, I mean, I give Louisville so much credit because I was watching that game and how many times you and I were on the phone most of that game. And it was like, it's every time. It's every time. Miami had fell apart. We go down there and you're watching that game and you're going, what is this? They're running our guys over. They're taking it to the house, it's 70, 80 yards.
It's something personal.
Yeah, it's like, what? I mean, you remember when Tutu Atwell and them, we're having a great year. First year under Satterfield. We go down to Miami. Like, we're having a great year. They just, all of a sudden, they're trash talking us. Because I remember you and me saying, okay, you can't let them do that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You're letting them establish that we're dominant. The aggressor.
Yeah, you let them... Yeah, on every single play, just to mush your head down to the ground.
Because people forget, like, Tutu Atwell catches, like, a 60-yard bomb for a touchdown in that game. You're like, okay, we got a game here. But then Miami scores, and they're throwing it in our face, and they're doing this. And it's like, well, they're the aggressor. And now what are you going to do? You're behind the eight ball now, you know?
Yeah, with the calls, with the targeting that looked like
but
targeting.
Miami sees enough Louisville billboards. They see enough... enough Teddy Bridgewater.
Footprint.
Yeah.
Miami, absolutely. Louisville is on the Miami players' radar for sure.
Yeah.
Like only the old school Miami fan is the one that didn't want to acknowledge Louisville. But all the younger, you know, the under 40s.
Yeah.
You know, under 40, you know, probably under 50. Just, yeah. Yeah, Louisville's.
But in my scenario, it's 7-1 and we just lost to Miami. And we're all like, dang. Then you come back, Boston College. Take care of Boston College. I'm just not worried about Boston College.
Okay, see, we're going to take a last commercial break. You're going to have to land this plane. We got 4 games left. I'll be listening.
Fair enough.
Last commercial break, 939 DeVille.
Taking care of your family isn't always easy, so we make sure getting care when you need it is. With Baptist Health Urgent and Virtual Care, we bring you more options and greater convenience, too. With video visits available 24/7 and online check-in through MyChart for in-person visits. To check in online or to set up a video visit, go to baptisthealth.com/careanywhere.
When it's time to replace your heating and air system, we know people want options. That's why you'll always get a free second opinion with BJ Heating and Cooling. Plus, for a limited time, get 0% financing for 60 months on a new Bryant system.
Call the experts you can trust at BJ Heating and Cooling.
Welcome back. Middays with Marcus Maven. The smooth sounds of Tanner. I like that, man. That sounds good. Sets the mood. Baby's been made to that song. Multiple. Not me.
Guess what the song's called?
What?
Babies and Fools.
Perfect. Perfect. That's fantastic. Well, speaking of babies and or lack thereof, say by my friends over at Tri-State Men's Health, because if you've been dealing with erectile dysfunction, You want the right treatment for your specific medical situation. Listen, every case is different, okay? Everybody deals with this differently. But finding out what the right treatment is, that's kind of the difference. And like, okay, I just had a okay experience, or wow, that changed my life. You know, and in doing this, listen, go in, see our friends over at Tri-State Men's Health. Talk with them. They'll go in. Listen, it's a quick 30-minute appointment, okay? Go to tristatemenshealth.com. You can take their low-T quiz, take their PSA quiz. They're going to ask you some questions on there. It's going to take you about 2 minutes, okay? If you're having an issue with that, go see them. If you've tried herbals, if you've tried different ointments, different things like that, and it's just not worked, go see them. Because, listen, they got over a 90% success rate with erectile dysfunction, okay? You go in there, you see them, you talk with the doctor. It's going to take you 30 minutes. You're going to be in and out of there. It's all going to stay in that room right there between you and the doctor. You have a conversation. Listen, you don't have to worry about anything there. You knock it out. Okay. Now, here's the kicker, though. Okay. It's $99 for the appointment. And they're going to give you a test dose right there in the office. And if it don't work, then they're not going to charge you. Okay. They're going to say, okay, we're going to waive that $99. And they're going to help you. Hey, okay, well, maybe you need to go and try this. Maybe there's something else going on here. So, listen, get on there. Call them. 1-800. Go to tristatemenshealth.com. They got 6 locations. If you're in Cincinnati, Dayton, up in northern Kentucky, Louisville, I mean, listen, everywhere around, you go check them out. And, listen, a lot of men, they're having sex as quick as the next day, okay? So make your wife happy, make your significant other, whoever that may be, happy, and you could be having the best sex of your life just like that. So Tri-State Men's Health. Again, I always like to say the sex isn't guaranteed. It's just that you will be ready if the sex presents itself. All right? Is that fair?
You still got to sweeten her up.
Yeah, I don't want people to think, like, well, I want to try to stay Men's Health. Steve said I'd be having sex.
My wife still hates me.
Steve said I'd be having sex today. Like, well, you're not even dating anyone, so I can't promise you that you're going to do that.
I have the ladies knocking on my door, Steve. You're lying to me. I never said that.
Yeah, I'm like, okay. Yeah, so anyways, big weekend this weekend, obviously. I'll be I'm heading up to SmackDown tomorrow. We'll be in the suite. We're going to do the suite at SmackDown, which has kind of hurt me because I really wanted to do CMA Fest this weekend. 4 days. I know Drew's headed down to Nashville now, so that broke my heart to not be able to do that. But I do feel like I have to do this. Of course, I will say it worked out anyways because on a more somber note, I had my oldest son's mother, Sandy Britt, passed away kind of suddenly earlier this week. Yeah, so that was like, I got that news right at the end of the show on Tuesday, so I was trying to figure that. That's why I kind of jumped out of there real quick. And then so they're having a funeral tomorrow, so I wouldn't have been able to go no matter what, because I do got to take care of that. But then we're gonna be at SmackDown tomorrow night in the suite, and then I think I'm gonna go check out the UFC. Are you gonna go out there?
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. I was so excited when it got announced that it was coming here.
Yeah,
and we got a good main event with Jerry Cannonier.
Yeah,
and then I'm not even gonna pronounce his opponent's name because, like, Russian.
Yeah, no,
Aminov. I think it's.
Yeah, it's something that's. Yeah, it's something that's. I don't know. There was a lot of names on there, but here's the thing, man. You, I mean, when you look down the card, it's like there is. I just saw the main card, and then I'm like, oh, my God, there's, like, a ton of prelims, too. So it's like, I mean, you're going to get, like, 4 hours of or more of fights. Like, so your ticket is like, dude, you're really getting a good deal.
Yeah. And then they got the next kind of the poster child of the UFC because he came in. His name is Raul Rosas Jr. Okay. He came in at 17 years old in his first fight. To this day, I still remember it because he fought some like 29 to 30 year old. And in the promos, it's like the kid's talking and he's like, yeah, you know, I just want to get a win and, you know, help my mom and my dad like pay for bills and blah, blah, blah. And then the next guy comes up for his promo and he's like, I don't care how old he is, 17, 18, 12, I'll still beat him up. And then Raul choked the guy out in the first round. The kid is going to be big time soon.
Yeah, I think
he's only 18 still, which is insanity.
Well, that's
because he was fresh out of high school.
With these UFC fight nights, man, I mean, you get to see a lot of the guys that are big now or have been, you know. I mean, like Drew and them were talking to this morning, and it was Dominic Reyes who fought John Jones. I mean,
it's a conspiracy theory that he could have won.
A lot of people believe that he did win. So yeah, I mean, that's
and if you're in that conversation with John Jones, then you're a good fighter.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, absolutely.
If you potentially maybe beat him, you're good.
Which also, now I'll tell you another interesting one. I mentioned we have SmackDown tomorrow night. In the morning, tomorrow, we're going to have Cody Rhodes actually in studio tomorrow towards the end of the show. So
that's big time for you and Nikki.
Well, you know, and
is Chrissy going to come in too?
She could. She should, you know. But here's the thing, man. It's I'm such a Roman Reigns fan. Like, I'm not really, like, Cody Rhodes is the champion. Like, he's an amazing wrestler, but, like, I've been pretty open about, like, not really much. So, I don't know. We'll see. Tomorrow, do I, like, hey.
Roman's better.
No, yeah, I know. Wait, no. Text her, not my baby mama. Sorry. I meant my son's grandmother. Like, yeah, her mom, yeah, passed away. But it was I'm ready to see him. I mean, he's the heavyweight champion. He's the WWE champion, so I'm sure he'll have the title with him, and you know, so it'll be the actual WWE heavyweight championship, you know, which I've never had that close to me. So, like, it's
hey, I know I like Roman. Can I take a photo with the belt?
Yeah, I know.
Please.
Stay, you're not my champion. Yeah, I stopped acknowledging the champion after WrestleMania 40. But no, yeah, man, I'm excited though. So we'll have him on in studio tomorrow. So that's going to be fun. It should be a good time. So yeah, there's a lot of, like I said, it's a big weekend. And then when you top it off with Coleman Hawkins is going to be on campus, we're going to find out exactly when he'll be here, but supposedly he's meeting here tomorrow. Like I said, got a little call. I might be a part of the airport crew. So.
Falling in Mark Pope's footsteps.
What up? Listen, I'm going to pull the Mark Pope and do what no man has ever done before and show up to the airport. No, I don't know. But I do think that he'll be here. And of course, Pat Kelsey will be there to get him. So, but yeah, man, excited. Like I said, it's a big weekend. And luckily, it's not going to be 59 degrees. Shout out Tanner. It might be 59 degrees at 3 o'clock in the morning.
I'm not a weatherman.
Lowest point. But no, it's supposed to be a beautiful weekend. The buzz around, there's a buzz around the city about tomorrow night and Saturday night. And, yeah, man, it's a perfect weekend. So hopefully we can close it out with some great news for the cards. So we'll see, man. And that would be a big deal. I mean, that's a game changer. That's a game changer. I mean, I'm not going to run away from it. In my opinion, if you get him, you're going to find out this weekend. If you get him, you're a top 20 team. Like, you're a team that can make a run. Like, I'm not saying they'll win the national title or make a
at
Final
least
Four.
The second weekend
but they
team.
Absolutely can make a Final Four with that roster. Like it's like, yeah, no, this is a good, talented team that could absolutely be playing for whatever. And the tournament's so fickle. I mean, you know, you could lose game two, lose game one, you know, but it's a team that absolutely is capable of making it as far as the tournament will go if you get him. So if you missed in the first hour, we just chatted a little bit about it. I do like that the whole team's here. He's going to get to come here. Look, we're not sure, Cody. He's going to get to talk money. If that works out, you get to meet the team. You get to kind of vibe with the guys. Again, I'm Pat Kelsey. I'm taking them all out to SmackDown, or I'm taking them all out to UFC. You know, obviously, if he's here Saturday night, I'm taking them out to UFC. We're having a good time. Like, this team's older, too, which I do think matters. I mean, I'm sure there's quite a few of them are over 21. I mean, and if you're over 21, you want to
have a beer, you know, whatever, like enjoy yourself, man, and have a good time. So, I mean, I imagine the coaching staff will be doing the most to go ahead and try to close that up this weekend. And if they do, excitement goes through the roof. Listen, the Bahamas, we're not gonna have problems selling Bahamas tickets. And I know Drew's working on some stuff for the Bahamas. I'm planning on being in the Bahamas for that trip. I've already let the family know Thanksgiving is don't count me and the missus in Thanksgiving probably. So it's like, yeah. So whatever y'all plan around us for that week. So but yeah, I don't think you're gonna have problems getting people in there and getting people excited. And also, speaking of basketball, it was announced today, December 28th, we got EKU. So the schedule's kind of coming together. We know we open with Moorhead on the 4th of November. We know we play EKU on the 28th now. We know we got the Bahamas. We know we play Kentucky on the 14th of December. We should be getting an SEC-ACC matchup here pretty soon. And we should be getting a Bahamas bracket here pretty soon.
We want Arkansas, right, for that matchup?
That would be the sexiest one. I just don't know.
Just the whole storylines.
I think Duke probably gets Arkansas.
Oh, yeah.
Because I think they played last year. I think they'll probably run that one back in Cameron.
Oh, yeah. And
you're going to get Coach Cal.
Duke just blow them out.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Arkansas team was not good.
Yeah. And I think you're going to get, I think you're going to get Coach Cal and Cameron. I think you're going to get Kentucky probably against Carolina, or because Kentucky doesn't play Carolina, they play Ohio State. So I could see you getting, you know, Kentucky, Carolina, because Kentucky plays Duke early. And then I'm curious. I kind of think Louisville's – it's just a hunch. I kind of think Louisville or NC State are going to get Tennessee in Knoxville.
I can see NC State just because of the Final Four run.
Absolutely. And I think that that's probably going to be – I think Louisville's going to fall either in that Tennessee range or Florida. Somebody along those lines is what I think Louisville's going to get. So, which I would be fine with that. I mean, a game in Gainesville or a game in Knoxville, like, that would be awesome.
South Carolina? Maybe we play them? Lamont Paris?
That's not the worst thing now, because, I mean, they had a good season. Like, I mean, again, Ole Miss, if you went to Ole Miss and played Chris Beard, like, that's a fun game.
That'd
like
that'd be Blank's Super Bowl.
It's like, yeah, he's like, I don't care. I hope they all win. But, to your point, Louisville, Arkansas would be the sexiest matchup I think you could put together, because you would get Cal and Kenny Payne against Louisville, you know, PK. It would probably be at Arkansas, which, in my opinion, if you wanted to go for the sexiest matchup, you would put that game in Louisville.
We need to do a bet with Kenny Payne. If we beat Arkansas, he doesn't have to do one paragraph. He has to do three paragraphs of a thank you to Louisville fans.
Was it you said that yesterday? I was listening.
He has yet to say thank you, so he's technically
according to social media, he is still the coach.
Yeah. And if I'm not mistaken, I don't know if he's updated his Twitter yet.
I'm really disappointed in him on that. I am really disappointed. I mean, I know the coaching, how everything went. I know how, but he is an alumni here, and you want that to still be like, I don't think Louisville fans want to boo him.
His bio's changed, but his cover photo is still
him in the lock. Yeah. I just think for me, I don't think Louisville fans want to boo him, like, and be like, oh, no, we got a bad – I think Louisville fans want to just say, okay, it didn't work. You're still a champion, you know, and all that stuff. But not even given – like, I think a lot of bygones could have been bygones if he would have just said, listen, man, I'm just so proud to have the opportunity to coach my alma mater. I wish it would have worked out more than it did. But, look, I'm always a Cardinal and, you know, and whatever. I think fans would have just been like, it's all good. Like, listen, we were aggravated. It's all good. Like, Kenny, dap it up. You know, still KP. Whatever, man. But the fact that you didn't even put a message out, like, that was like, come on, man. Like, come on, man. Like, a lot of us advocated for you. Like, we wanted you. Like, there was a lot of the fan base, including myself, that wanted Kenny Payne. You're like, no, this is good. You know, it's like, and then to not even, like, out the door, not even just like, yep, see ya. It's like now you're probably going to get – there's probably not going to be a lot of love there. You know what I'm saying?
No.
Even though PK, I think PK dashed – he did a great job kind of dashing some water on that, though, by coming right out in the press conference and just saying, look, we ain't doing that. Look, he's a Cardinal, and we're rolling. So, and happy fans are easier to – easier to please too. So
sorry, the guy outside looks like NoHo Hank from Barry.
Yeah, it's like 37 cops just walked across the yeah, it's like, what's going on? Jimmy John's, I guess. I don't know. Yeah, good luck for them. All right, man. Well, you can go ahead and play some, man. Let's do it. We'll get out of here. Tomorrow we're gonna have Cody Rhodes, WWE heavyweight champion, on the air, live in studio.
Not your champion though.
Yeah. No, not my champion. But he is the champion. We'll see. I don't know. Anyway, so it's going to be a good time. So, Tanner, appreciate you holding it down for us the last couple of days, man. Thank you. So, and
always happy to help.
Yeah, it's always fun. All right, Middays with Marcus Maven, 9 through 9 The Ville.